This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد عباد الله اعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الله سبحانه وتعالى stated in the Quran in Surah Yusuf لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed in their stories of the Quran, there are lessons to learn from. And the people who will learn the lessons from this are ulil albab, people of reflection and understanding. One of the great scholars, one of the greatest scholars of al-Ummah, Imam al-Junayd, once upon a time when he was sitting with his students, he said to them, Al-Hikayat, Jundun min Junudillah. He said, stories indeed is one of the soldiers of Allah. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ بِهَا قُلُوبَ أَوْلِيَائِهِ He said, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firms the hearts of his believers through his stories. قِيل, هَلْ لِهَذَا مِنْ شَاهِدٍ They ask him, do you have evidence for what you just said? قال الإمام Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكُلَّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَجَاءَكَ فِي هَذِهِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَكُلَّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Muhammad, Ya Muhammad, we tell you the stories of the Rusul messengers before you to firm your position, to firm your iman, subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ Because of fu'ad, the heart needs confirmation all the time. Imam أو النبي إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام قال ربي أرني كيف تحيي الموتى الله أو الله show me how you revive life how you create life قال أولم تؤمن الله said to إبراهيم did you not believe قال بلى ولكن ليطمئن قلبي yes I'm a believer but I want my heart to be content So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are telling you stories of the messengers before you to settle your heart. And this story that I want to tell you is a story that Allah mentioned in 34 surahs, not in one surah like surah to the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Not in two surahs, but in 34 surahs. In Surah Al-A'raf, Allah mentioned the name of the Prophet that we're going to be talking about 21 times in that surah alone. This is the story of Musa alayhi salam. And not only that, we read it in the Quran, but every year, the 10th of Muharram, we commemorate the story of Musa and Fir'aun. Why? Because in this story, Allah is showing us that no matter what happens, no matter how difficult the journey may look, no matter how many times that your enemy tries to destroy you, no matter the number of the enemies, always truth will prevail evil. Always truth will overcome evil. Always truth will destroy falsehood. The story of Musa and Fir'aun is the story of a tyrant, a man that was so eager, they were so arrogant that he said to his own people, وَمَا أُرِيكُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَرَى. I don't show you anything than what I see it right. He's the same man that said to the rivers that were flowing before he was born, he said to his people, وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي. He is the same man who said to his followers, وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. And I am your Lord, the Most High. In that, Allah is showing that the falsehood of Fir'aun, demolished, destroyed, under the truth that Musa brought to his people. People, Bani Israel, very nation itself, were destroyed due to the tyranny of Fir'aun. So subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to commemorate that through the sunnah every year, so your iman will rejuvenate, so you will understand that no matter how difficult the situation is, no matter how many times they try to destroy this deen, the truth will come. And since the story has been mentioned 34 times in the Quran, and the name of Musa was mentioned 136 times in the Quran, and everyone knows that Allah has spoke about the story of Musa and Fir'aun repeatedly, there is no need for me to repeat the story all over. However, what I'm going to tell you is lessons that we can derive and learn from the stories of Musa and Fir'aun. And one of the best stories in the Quran is the story of Musa and Fir'aun. And this is for the believers indeed. So what are the lessons that we can learn from? First of the lessons is, whatever Allah decrees, it would happen. No matter how much they try to stop, to deter it, to destroy it, it would happen. When Fir'aun learned that a child will be born from Bani Israel, from his own slaves, and that child will destroy his tyranny, this child will bring an end to the legacy of Fir'aun. Fir'aun took all the precautions. Fir'aun did not waste time. Fir'aun did not say, let him come and I will deal with it. Fir'aun, he acted before the child was born. So he decreed that every boy that is born to Bani Israel must be killed immediately. But they thought about the situation. If we kill all the men from Bani Israel, who will serve us? We would not have any slave males or male slaves. So that decree then came with correction, that every other year, the boys would be killed. So this year was the year that the pardon of Fir'aun was showered over Bani Israel, and the boys were allowed to live by his permission in his own mind. And Harun was born. The following year, the year that Fir'aun ordered all the sons of Bani Israel should be killed, Musa was born, alayhi salam. And ajib. Now that he was born, in spite of all the orders that Fir'aun gave, in spite, the agents were running and walking through the streets of Egypt to make sure no son of Bani Israel that is born this year survived. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed that boy to be born. And not only be born, but he sent him to the palace of Fir'aun. Allowed that child to raise under the watch of Fir'aun. He ate from his food. He slept on the lap of his wife Asiya bint Muzahim radiyallahu anha. He played in front of Fir'aun. And this is when Allah said, Wallahu ghalibun ala amri. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he wants something, it will happen. And Musa, وَجِئْتَ عَلَىٰ قَدَرٍ يَا مُوسَىٰ. Musa came based on decree. Not, it wasn't coincidence. It wasn't an accident. No, it wasn't coincidence or an accident. No, it was what Allah decreed. So the first lesson is, do not worry. Because Fir'aunic system still exists today. And the enemies of this deen, they will try everything. The enemies of Islam, they not worry about socialism because they control that. They don't worry about, communism because they control that. They don't worry about capitalism because they control that. But their only fear is that a child, that this deen will give birth to someone like Musa, because the deen of Allah comes back again and again, and every fold is a new leader. Every time that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rejuvenate itself. So the enemy of Islam, they don't fear any other system except the Islamic system, because they fear another Musa to be born. Like Fir'aun alayhi min Allahi ma yastahiq, feared Musa alayhi salam. The second lesson that we learn, mawqif al-nisa fi da'wah, the position of women in the da'wah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Musa was born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired the mother of Musa. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ. Allah said, we inspire the mother of Musa and we said to her, suckle your child. Don't be afraid. However, if you fear, فَالْقِهِ فِي الْيَمْ, put him in a chest. Put him in a little box and send him with the river. Now you may ask yourself the question, fathers are the protectors and the maintainers of the household. How come Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not inspire the father, rather inspire the mother? Though the mother has a softer spot. Usually mothers, it is very difficult to see her children go, even for their own good. Yet, Allah showed us the importance of women in da'wah by ordering the mother of Musa alayhi salam to suckle that child, anirdi'ih, and do not fear. However, if you fear for him, then put him in a chest and let the river take him to Fir'aun. So this is the mother. But Allah promised, inna raduhu ilayk wa ja'iluhu min al-mursaleen, that we promise that we will bring this child to you once again. And not only that, we will bring him to you at life and safe and secure, but he will be one of our messengers. So she let the child go. But she's still a mother. She asked, subhanAllah, look at this. She asked his sister, فَقَالَتْ قُصِّي, follow your brother. Follow, walk beside the, on the banks of the river. Watch him from distance. See where the child goes, see where the river is going to take this baby of mine. SubhanAllah, that little girl, it was also another means that Allah used women to show us the importance of women in da'wah and to let our sisters know their role in Islam and the da'wah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَبَصُرَتْ بِهِ عَنْ جُلُبٍ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. She watched her brother from distance. She watched him, seeing, following him without letting anyone else see. A salihah, a young girl, a young lady, obedient to her mother. And we will pause here for a second. We'll come back to this young lady. But then Allah used another lady to protect Musa. Allah used Asiya bint Muzahim. And who is she? Who's Asiya bint Muzahim? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the best women in the history of humanity are Khadija bint Khuwaylid, Fatima bint Muhammad, Maryam bint Imran, and Asiya bint Muzahim. One of the best four women that ever exist. But she was the wife of Fir'aun. She wasn't, you know, as just a righteous lady. She was the wife of this evil man. And the river, subhanAllah, deliver Musa to Asiya bint Muzahim. And when they picked that child up and they realized this beautiful child, and Allah said in the Quran that وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي, say no one will see Musa except they will love him. When she saw that little child, she fell in love with him. And she went to Fir'aun. وقالت امرأة فرعون قرة عين لي ولك لا تقتلوه. The wife of Fir'aun said, this child is the coolness of our eyes. Do not kill him. عسى أن نتخذه ولدا. Perhaps we will take this child as our own son. He doesn't know his parents. He doesn't know who he is. Perhaps we will take him as our own. And he may benefit us one day. And he did benefit her. And subhanAllah, this is a mu'mina. Just look at this righteous lady. And this is the same lady when Musa came back as a man, as a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she believed in Musa. Fir'aun crucified her. Fir'aun killed his own wife. But before he did this, what did Asiya said? Asiya asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect her from Fir'aun and not to resurrect her with him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned her story in the Quran, so we can always read it and reflect. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةِ فِرْعَوْنَ إِذْ قَالَتْ رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَنَجِّنِ مِنْ فِرْعَوْنِ وَعَمَلِ وَنَجِّنِ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Fir'aun, Allah, Asiya bint Muzahim, she said, oh Allah, protect me min Fir'aun and his action and his followers. Now, at that moment, let's go back, when she picked up the child and Fir'aun said, fine, you can have this boy, you know, he's yours. And Asiya bint Muzahim was not able to have children according to the Mu'arrikhin. Now, Asiya was faced with a different issue, and that issue was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Now Musa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it haram for him to suckle any other woman except his mother. Except his mother. وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. So Asiya, she brings this lady, but Musa doesn't want. She brings another lady, but Musa doesn't want. She brings a fourth, a fifth. No one can suckle Musa. And remember that little girl, the daughter of Musa, or the Musa's sister. She was watching the scene from distance, but she pretending that she has no business in this. And she came as a volunteer who wants to help Asiya bint Muzahim. قالت فقالت هل أدلكم على أهل بيت يكفلونه لكم وهم له ناصح. She says, shall I show you a family that can take care of this little child that is crying out of hunger? قال العلماء, not only Musa was returned to his mother, she did not come to him, but they brought Musa to his mother. فرجعناه, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we brought him back to his mother. إِنَّ رَادُوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Allah returned Musa to his mother, and not only that, he returned, but he raised him as one of the messengers of Allah. Now, this is the second lesson, the importance of women in da'wah. The third lesson, ya ibadallah, importance of al-ukhuwah wa takatuf fi da'wah. In this deen, it is important for the brothers to work together. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he received the risala, when Allah made him a messenger of his, Musa, what did he say? قال, after he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي, what did he say? وَجْعَلْ لِي وَزِيرًا مِنْ أَهْلِي هَارُونَ أَخِي. He said, Ya Allah, and as though he's saying, this responsibility is heavy on me. I can't carry it by myself. Oh Allah, make my brother Harun my wazir. Make him help me in this da'wah. Carry the message of Islam with me. Because when you are giving da'wah, you need supporters. You need your brothers and sisters to be right on your side so you can accomplish what Allah asks you to do. That's why your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 13 years was going around the city of Mecca. You know, everyone who comes to the city of Mecca, every tribe, every delegation, every group who come for Umrah, for Hajj, he will go and present himself to them and he will say to them, I am the messenger of Allah. Will you kindly take me with you to your home? And protect me so I can convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no one would take him except the Ansar. لذلك, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, He wants us to work together as like a saf. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانُ الْمَرْصُوصِ. بُنْيَانُ الْمَرْصُوصِ. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ayyad al-nabiyyahu bil-nasr wa bil-mu'mineen. Allah aided his messenger with victory and with the mu'mineen. So, in the da'wah, we gotta work together. لذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول المسلم للمسلم المسلم للمسلم كالبنيان يشد بعض وبعض. He said, Muslim to another Muslim, they are like a bunyan, like a wall, like a brick. They hold each other, they support each other, they strengthen each other. The fourth lesson that we learn from this, my dear brothers and sisters, the importance of principles. When you see the truth, you act accordingly. When you see the haqq, you follow it. When Musa came to Fir'aun, what did Fir'aun say to Musa? قَالَ إِن جِئْتَ بِآيَةٍ فَأْتِ بِهَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. He said, if you have a sign, if you're really a messenger of God as you claim, Fir'aun said that, show me an ayah. فَأَلْقَ عَصَاهُ. He threw his stick. فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ. What did the followers of Fir'aun say? قَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قال الملأ group of فرعون إن هذا لساحر عالي. This is a very well trained magician. Very well trained magician. Not that he's a messenger of Allah, but very well trained magician. And of course, فرعون gathered his magicians, and he wants to show off. And he brought the best of the best to battle Musa, to defeat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, to embarrass Musa in public, Yawm Zina. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the Sahara presented their magic, وَسَحَرُوا أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ وَاسْتَرْحَبُوهُمْ وَجَاءُوا بِسِحْرٍ عَظِيمٍ, when they deceived the sight of the people and they fear them to the point that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also أَوْجَزَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَ, he fear himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, throw your stick. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى أَنْ أَلْقِ عَصَاكَ فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ. That stick became a snake and it swallowed everything. When the magician saw that, قالوا آمنا برب العالمين ربي موسى وهارون ربي موسى وهارون فألقي السحرة سجدا. What did they say? قالوا آمنا برب هارون وموسى. Now here, subhanAllah, those magicians, when they saw the truth, they found the truth. And they held on
to it. And they did not deter from the truth. They follow it to the teeth, to the point that they say, we believe in public. They publicize their faith and they say, we believe in the Lord of Musa and Harun. فَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ آمَنْتُمْ لَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ. He said, you believe in this man before I give you permission. See, Fir'aun, he wanted to control the faith of the people. He wanted to control what they believe in their heart. And he said, how dare you believe in Musa before I give you permission? إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرَكُمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ السِّحْرَ. Indeed, it is the chief of the magician that led you to this. فَلَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. You will see my wrath. You will see what I do to you. فَلَأُقَطِّعَنَّ. He said, I will cut your hands, I will cut your feet, I will tie you to the tree trunks. What did the mu'mineen said? What did the magician said? قَالُوا لَنْ نُؤْثِرَكَ عَلَى مَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَةِ وَالَّذِي فَطَرَنَا. They said, we will never take you over what Allah has given us. We will never follow you after we saw the truth. فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاضٍ. Do whatever you want to do. You only judge in this dunya. We believe in Allah and we ask Him to forgive us. See, that is the true faith. That's the principle. يقول ابن عباس رضي الله عنه كانوا سحرة أشرار. He said, in the morning they were evil magicians. But at the end of the day they were shuhada barara. They were shuhada who gave their lives for the sake of Allah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in conclusion, there's a lot to listen from the stories of Musa alayhi salam. But I want you to, you know, re-emphasize the importance of, you know, the Iman itself. And you to understand there's a Fir'aunic system. There's a system and the system trying to prevent the birth of Musa and likes again. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam personally will not come back. But this deen will come back again and again and again. So when you see that Muslims are defeated in certain parts of the world, when you see the weakness of Muslims and the followers of the deen of Islam, do not lose hope. Don't say, you know, we are weak, we've been defeated. Yes, it's true, but this is the tamhis. This is because Allah wants you to come back to this deen. Allah wants you to be a true mu'min. Not someone who claims to be a Muslim as a lip service, but not following the rules of Allah, the sharia of Allah. You are mu'min. And Allah said in the Quran, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. And that is what you need to be. That's what you need to do. And that is how you establish your faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and bless you. وجزاكم الله خير for listening. This is the story of Musa in very condensed, summarized version, and perhaps one day somewhere else, or perhaps in this channel, you will learn more about Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.